Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
I'll... The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and it's Friday, which means this is this
Ayo.
Week in Bachelor Nation. Now, I just want to open before we begin our show with an offer, a plea, if you will, to the producers of our fine game. Once again, we must remind you that Pace Case and I are currently offering to not only host, but to entirely produce and script a group date in the upcoming Bachelor Season 28, which has not yet begun filming, but begins filming this coming month in the middle of September. There is still time. We are local in Los Angeles. We will provide our own transportation. We will write the script if you like. We will produce the segment if you like.
We'll write the script, yeah. Free.
We can help directing if you like. I know certain shots that need to be implemented in order to present the hoochie correctly.
I'll paint the black boxes that we need.
Oh, fantastic. You're going to go out there and do some set decoration. The date that we're pitching here is a hoochie group date where Pace Case and I will serve as the experts on the hoochie, on the sub sport. We will train certain members of whoever's on that group date, certain players, how to hooju properly. Then at the end, they all have to go hooju Joey, and we rate them on an Olympic scale. You get the winner of the group date that can spend extra time with him if you want, et cetera, et cetera. It fits perfectly into the format that's already there for these type of competition group dates. Very much like the Barbie one where Sean McLaughlin won dressed up as Ken and he got extra time and got to do the makeout. It's exactly that same format in terms of the competition. We are just changing the game. The game is the hooju, and we get to present it beautifully as it should be presented. So please, producers, if you're listening, give us this chance. Let us host the hooju group date, and who knows?
We'll do good.
Oh, we'll be fantastic. I have no question about that.
I'll practice so that I can be better to demonstrate.
Oh, shit. You're going to give them the demonstration? See, I'm thinking we fly in Kelsey Weir and Nate Olakoya. We want Kelsey Weir to be like, this is how you do a perfect thing. But I understand if that's beyond the budget.
We need Weir. We need Olakoya. We need LaCosta. That's all we're asking.
But again, if those people are beyond the budget, we can do it solo. And Pace Case, you and I are going to have to hooju each other or something. We'll have to demonstrate it in that manner. But I think you could also set this up as like the first half of the group date is game film.
I call anchor.
Yeah. Okay. I'll hooju you. We can have the first half of this group date be, you know, you're in a... I mean, we've seen stuff like this where you train for the event and then you do the event. We've seen pro wrestling group dates like this. We've seen track and field. We've seen football. We've seen everything. So the training part is we would be in a little room watching game tape, basically, of other great hoojus throughout history. You're talking about Rachel Lindsay and Nick Vial in the fucking snow in Finland. You're, of course, talking about Kelsey Weir and pilot Peter Weber in the first round of international dates that year, et cetera, et cetera. We can find some others. But we really want to do this. We think it would be fantastic for the show. So if you're listening, producers, please, our DMs are open. Our emails are open. Hit us up.
At Game of Roses Pod.
With a Z.
Wait, no.
No, we've changed that.
Jesus. Years ago.
All right. Well, don't take it from me what our email is. Listen to Pace Case on that one. It's at Game of Roses Pod, or it's Game of Roses Pod at gmail.com. That's the real one. That's the right one. My apologies. But I just want to get that out of the way. I'm going to be opening every episode with this plea because I want this to happen very badly. I think it will be great for season 28. Put the fun back in the hooju. And present it properly, like it should be presented.
Opto 2023, it will happen. Pick out your outfit. Buy a really expensive outfit now.
Listen, hoojus are, they're in every dating game. They're even in professional sports every once in a while. You see the hooju a lot now. This is a chance for The Bachelor to claim it, to say this is where it started. You can even, in the game tape, we can give you the history of the hooju. Mary Delgado did the first one back in Bachelor Season 6 on her hometown date on a softball field in Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. We can have all of that. We can discuss it all. We can lay it out with its rich legacy, and you can claim ownership of the hooju for the Bachelor franchise so that when you see it in other shows, you're still thinking about Bachelor. Just a thought. We're putting it out there. Hit us up when you're ready. Now, let's move on. We have a little other business here.
Hit us up when you're brave.
That's
cowards.
Right. Be brave. Be brave this season.
Clues, you could even wear those Kanga jumping shoes that player wore in her intro package.
That's maybe a little dangerous. I think that might result in some kind of terrible injury, which I don't want to happen. We want to be safe when we're hoojuing out there. But let's move on now to a little bit of business before we begin the main program. We, of course, have some brand new merch. If you are a fan of certain parasocial areas or teams within our beloved game, we have two new shirts out now, Canada North and Denver High. If you're from these regions.
And baseball hats.
And baseball hats. If you're from these regions, if you know someone in these regions, if you just want to support the regions, those are available now at gameofroses.co.
Or you just like the design. I'm wearing my San Diego Crew baseball hat all the time because I think it's one of Ella Talkin's best designs.
I agree with you 100%.
Of the teams. And one other piece of Pace Case business. We are starting Jury Duty on HBO Lax. We just recorded the first episode today. And it's going to be interesting. We are both very nervous.
Have you seen the whole show yet?
The level of cringe. No.
Oh, shit. It's great. That was one of my favorite shows of last year. It's fantastic.
It's on Amazon Freevee.
Yeah.
I am so nervous.
And Catherine's already talking to her therapist about how to handle the level of cringe. So hopefully it won't be a disaster.
Look, it's just a TV show. I think you'll be fine. I've seen the whole thing. I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but I think by the end of it, you will both have enjoyed the experience of watching. Yeah.
I've been told that I'll feel good in the end.
She's talking to her fucking therapist about it. Okay. Let's move on.
I know. Her first lack scream. Yeah. By the way, we are taking next week off, programming note. And we are taking a summer vacation. So we will have two of our classic episodes up. And after that, though, the content is hot, hot, hot. We are going to be doing Bachelor in Paradise player breakdowns in anticipation of that season starting. We might be doing Golden Bachelor player breakdown.
Yeah.
I mean, after seeing these reels, I'm unreal. Like, oh my God.
Fuck.
I wanted to cry in multiple clips.
I know. I know. We're about to get into all of that.
This season is going to be emotional. Yeah.
But yes, we will, though, for anyone who is in the pit on our Patreon, there will be a Digging Deeper on Monday. So although we are taking off the week of our normal Tuesday and Friday shows, and those will be re-airs of some old important episodes, we will have a brand new Digging Deeper on Monday where we're going to go through all of the most important clips from podcasts from around the nation. So join us for that.
And no live show next week as well.
Correct. The live show is off as well.
But we'll be back with the lives at
4:30
Pacific time.
Yeah. On
Tuesdays,
Monday.
Mondays, we will be switching to Thursdays, though, for when that next season starts.
On September 28th, it will switch over that week, of September 28th. But that's it. That's our business. Now let's get into This Week in Bachelor Nation, starting off, of course, with
Game of Roses. State of the Game.
We are in a new era. In my humble opinion, I want to call it the prestige era. The players of the inaugural season of The Golden Bachelor have been announced, and they have been announced properly. This week, the 22 women who will be engaging in head-to-head competition for the first golden ring and possibly the first ever golden Bachelorette crown were revealed in an Entertainment Weekly exclusive photo shoot. The shoot featured all 22 women styled in black evening wear, standing or sitting against this beautiful golden backdrop. The image evokes the elegance and importance of a Vanity Fair Oscar nominee photo shoot cover spread that they do every year, and presents these incoming players with dignity and respect, something we have not seen in the franchise for a very long time, in my humble opinion.
The players are between the ages of 60 and 75. We were theorizing on how young they would go earlier. I overestimated how young. I thought there'd be like a 38-year-old, like one.
Same. I thought the exact same thing, but they kept this pretty age appropriate.
I like that. I like that, gotta say.
At least I think there are two players who are older than him. I think there's a 75-year-old and a 73-year-old. So he's got some cougars in there.
I think we underestimated on that too. I think you said there will be one 100-year-old player.
I still am waiting for that. That'll be the next version of this, you know?
That'll be the mid-season.
As medical technology gets better and better, and we see people's lifespans extending to like 150, eventually there's going to be that. What comes after gold? Platinum Bachelor? I don't know.
Our brains in a pig's body Bachelor.
Ooh, I'll watch that. Pigs with human brains Bachelor. Patty James also is one of the players on this. This is Matt James' mother, who did appear in his Bachelor season 25. She is parental royalty. I don't know if she'll be given special treatment. I have to assume she will. I have to assume that even if Gary Turner does not like her,
I have to assume she's guaranteed hometowns.
I have to assume this as well. I just don't see a way around that, because it's a way to, and this is a very smart play that the producers have done here, a smart piece of casting, because they're anchoring now Golden Bachelor to, although that season was, I mean, just wrought with fucking problematic shit. It still
this season.
Yeah. Still is a very well-known season. Obviously, Matt James was the first Black Bachelor, a very historic season. And so they're at least anchoring Golden Bachelor to a Bachelor season proper. In at least some way. So if you're like a huge Bachelor fan, you kind of do want to see what Patty James is going to be able to do in this. in my opinion.
I can't wait to get back into her Instagram.
I agree.
I was there, and now I will return. Mm-hmm. We are wondering, will this treatment, the dignity, the respect, be something we only see in Golden Bachelor, or will it start to spill over into the main game as well? We all saw glimpses of it in Charity's season. I would say swaths of it.
Yeah.
Swaths.
Yeah. I mean, they did some goofy stuff in Charity's season, but a lot of it worked. Like her brother, Nehemiah, yeah, showing up to be the bartender. It was goofy, but it was in a way that was like still reverential to the process, to the bachelor, to the bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like this image that has come out and all the videos that they're showing of these women, their introduction reels to kind of the Bachelor Nation, you know, they just feel like, they just feel incredibly respectful. And I've never seen that.
And more modern. I'm sorry, but they should do this group Photoshop for every Bachelor season.
Absolutely.
It's so much better than their stupid front-facing group photo.
Absolutely.
From 2012.
I mean, if you think about this, that group photo is very, in my opinion, the normal one that we're used to where they're all facing forward and looking kind of in an up direction. It's very reminiscent of the final photo we see, the big group photo at the end of The Shining, where we pull out and it's a big black and white group photo from, by the way, the 20s. Even in The Shining, which was a movie that came out in what, the 70s or 80s, early 80s, late 70s, I think.
1900s.
It was in the 1900s. But even in that, the photo that we're talking about is antiquated in the movie on purpose. It's like, this is how a 1920s group shot looked. Mm-hmm. Isn't it ancient looking? So even in a movie in the 70s,
yes,
that group shot looked old as fuck. And they're kind of using a version of it in Bachelor still. 100%. What the marketing team is doing for Golden Bachelor is exactly correct. Exactly correct. No notes. And it's got to be now applied to the rest of the fucking franchise. This is exactly what we've been talking about for years at this point. You have to give the game respect. You have to give it this, as I'm saying, prestige. This looks fucking special. All of these women in that group photo look like fucking stars. That's what you want, yeah, every season. You want us to want everybody to be a star. You want us to not be able to wait to, or not be able to wait to see what's going to happen with them. And that photo really conveys that. It's like, oh shit, this is some new thing. This is like a different level.
It's exquisite. I couldn't believe my eyes. It's, you know, it in a little bit, and maybe this isn't necessarily a good thing, but it kind of resembles the America's Next Top Model,
mm-hmm,
group shots that they would do. And they would have each figure disappear at the end of each episode.
Yeah.
They would have one of them disappear until there's one standing. But they had a similar kind of posing in it. I really want to see this extend. I think the game needs to modernize, like we've been saying, yeah, in all these different ways in order to keep up.
But it's like the reason, by the way, that Vanity Fair layout works so well when they do it for the Oscars and stuff is because it mimics kind of like a Renaissance painting, like a giant, mm-hmm, scene with multiple characters
different
in it.
And
they're
angles,
all kind of doing their own thing, yeah, and whatever. I think it's beautifully done. I just can't commend whoever's doing the marketing on Golden Bachelor enough. This is exactly perfect. And it feels to me like kind of the first truly new thing the franchise has done in a long time. It's, mm-hmm, not like we've had these other spinoff shows like Listen to Your Heart or Paradise is technically a spinoff show. They feel like goofy. They feel haphazard when they release, oh, look, here's all the players and here's them doing dumb shit.
This girl didn't take a shit for 10 days.
Exactly. It makes it feel like those shows don't matter, that they are just kind of frivolous, dumb afterthoughts. The way they're marketing The Golden Bachelor is like everything in this show matters. This is, I mean, mm-hmm, they're marketing The Golden Bachelor, in my opinion, better than The Bachelor. And
yeah,
hopefully, it is my hope with this, that because Golden Bachelor is going to be airing from 8 to 9 on Thursdays, and then Paradise is 9 to 11, that Golden Bachelor is going to infuse a new audience into Paradise. I think what they're doing here is going to work, honestly, with all of this. And hopefully that then infuses that same audience with excitement about the upcoming Bachelor 28 that we are, of course, going to be hosting a group Who'd You Date On.
It feels elevated. You know, Listen to Your Heart made that mistake of not having any of the players connected to the rest of the Bachelor franchise, and the Patty James inclusion of this, I was just like, oh, yes, let's go. There's also a Kris Jenner lookalike in there who's, and the daughter of that woman has made a TikTok just sharing this promo and be like, I'm so proud of my mom. And that has like a million views.
Yeah. I wish that they would have gotten somebody who was like the mom of some giant influencer. That would have been interesting. But Patty James is good. I mean, it's definitely like, they didn't fuck around with this. There's like a bunch of bells and whistles in this that I think are very good ideas. And it's going to boil down to like, how did they make this season? Is it produced and presented properly? As it always boils down to that. What is the product that they're making? But I don't know, from everything we've seen so far, I'm blown away. I cannot wait for it.
They made reels with them answering questions and they're in the same outfit and space. Yeah. And it elevates those videos as well. The reel that they made for this almost made me cry. They all talk about their previous marriages, how long they were married, like, and they do quick cuts. You get an introduction of what looks to be like a princess type character, kind of dramatic lady who says she doesn't watch things with old people because she doesn't want to get old.
Yeah, that was a great line. I also like that they made them all wear black. So it's not, they each have different outfits on, different styles, their dresses, pantsuits, this and that. So they each can have a little bit of personality within the context of a uniform, but it is still a uniform. These are players entering a game. They must all be reduced down to that. It's kind of like when you go into the military and they shave your head and fucking make you wear the same clothes. It's similar to that kind of a thing, saying that they are all on even playing ground, even field, even level right now. And we're going to see what they're going to do in game. But right now, they're all rookies coming into this game. They're all made to look similar, but not the same. It was just fucking great.
They all play pickleball.
God, that part of the reel where it's like 10 of them in a row. Pickleball, 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 pickleball. You know there's going to be a fucking pickleball date. Every group date is a pickleball date. I mean, Jesus, we obviously are going to get a lot of pickleball in this season.
They could have easily marketed this like they did Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. A silly thing, or women talking about their wrinkles, or like, you know, I don't know what the equivalent is, a dry vagina or something. Mm-hmm. Like they could have done that edit of it, but I feel like this is the elevated version of it. And it makes me wonder, you know, how they're going to portray them in the show. I feel like they can't be as exploitative of this generation. Like it will look worse.
Yeah.
They can't make these women suffer.
I agree with that. As I was watching those promos, there's a part in the video where a bunch of them talk about how long they had been married prior to this. And many of them have already been married. I assume maybe most of them even. And it brought a question to my mind. Will we have a PVC in this season? Personal virginity card for those new to Game of Roses.
I know. I don't think so.
I don't either. God.
I don't think so. I think it's too weird.
Yeah, I agree. And they always play the PVC, at least in the main game. They play it as a goofy thing or a super Christian thing usually.
Christian, yeah.
I don't think there's going to be that either. I simply don't think it is. It would be very strange. I agree with what you're saying. But the thought came into my mind.
I think it would raise some red flags, but I don't think The Bachelor is there yet where they're having like people who are asexual or something like that. I mean, look, I am hooked. I can't wait.
Same.
This casting looks great.
They did it. I mean, this is about as good as you get so far. Like I said, we don't know what the season's going to hold, what the actual product is going to be, but the marketing of this product is impeccable. Hats off to everybody involved in this project. I don't know if it's the same people who market Bachelor. If it's not, you got to get them in there. You got to get rid of the people marketing Bachelor and get these people in there. But anyway, hats off to everybody involved. Can't wait to watch it. And that is where we are with State of the Game. This brand new product is coming out into the Bachelor world. And so far, so fucking good. Now let's move on to that portion of our program where we're talking about some of the movements across social media numbers of all of our favorite players. This is...
This Week in...
Games.
So this is the first week we had on network television without the Bachelorette. So we don't have Bachelorette ratings to discuss. But I did want to take just a moment to talk about the ratings of this past Monday night without The Bachelor. What did the rest of the TV landscape look like? And the top show on Monday night across all network TV was on NBC, Ninja Warrior. It won the night with a 0.4 in the demo, which, to remind you, pales in comparison to The Bachelorette, which ended the season with a 0.56. So even in the absence of Charity Lawson's Bachelorette season 20, the other networks aren't absorbing that audience. They are not translating the same numbers, mm-hmm. even without the competition of that show to go against. In my opinion, this is a very good indicator of just how remarkable that season was, how remarkable Charity was, and how well the season was produced and presented. It achieved numbers that seemingly the rest of Monday Night Network TV is not capable of reaching, even when they're not competing against Bachelor.
And, you know, Ninja Warrior in the same slot is not doing well. So not doing as well. Now for the crown gains, Charity gained 124K for a total of 235K Instagram followers and 17.6K on TikTok for a total of 32.3K.
Pretty good. Is she going to crack a million? I don't know. That seems like a tall order. Even she's going on Dancing with the Stars. I get it. Let's assume she wins a mirror ball. Does that get her to a million?
I think Charity can do anything. I think she can get 500K with dancing. I mean, how much did Bristow get? 100K?
Yeah, roughly.
She like went from 1.9 to 2 million? Maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Or 1.8. She got in the 200 to, let's say the 0 to 200K range, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Which I think is like, she was already a giant star. I think a lot of eyes were on her. I think Charity maybe tops out at 500K total.
Let's see.
We will.
Shoot for the stars.
Yes.
And dance with them.
That's right. And hopefully Dalton can get in there and he can get over 100K.
And now for the top five Instagrams of the season. Who's in first? Next Bachelor, Joey Graziadei. The only player to break into the 100K club is at 156K.
And that took him being announced as the Bachelor to hit 100K.
Yeah.
This season was fucking rough. Sorry to all the players of this season. You deserve more. You deserve better.
They do.
In second place is your ring winner, Dalton, 91.1K. Scratching at the door of 100K. Maybe he can show up on Dancing with the Stars, get that number up.
I think he can hit it. Tanner Cordod is in third with 24.8K. Oh, God. Why even go on the show?
I mean, it's paradise. You go on the show for paradise at this point. And hopefully Braden Bowers, who's in fourth place with 24K, can get that number up over 100K. I have high hopes for him in paradise. I think he's going to crush the numbers.
Mm-hmm. John B. is in fifth place with 21K. Abysmal. But not as abysmal as...
Bowers, I know. This shit is like... This is a ghost town. Your number one TikTok account as the season has ended is still the professional jumper night one guy, Christopher Spell, at 173.9K.
Second place, PP, 32.5K.
Third place is WWE NXT superstar Caleb Ballgard at 21.6K.
And Khalid Hassan's in fourth with 6.6K.
And Sean McLaughlin rounds out the top five with 1.7K. Just... numbers good that Lord. Should never be spoken of again, in my humble opinion.
No.
Let's hope that this is some kind of an anomaly and we get back on track now that we're in the prestige era.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Patty hit in 1 mil.
You know, I think Gary could do it and maybe his ring winner.
Oh.
Because, you know, like, you got to think about, you're watching Grocery, you're watching Serenier get fucking Maybelline deals out of this shit. You know what I mean? Somebody's going to pop off this show and get some shit like that. One of these women, two of these women, whoever's making it to the top, they're going to start getting brand deals. I can almost guarantee that.
Yeah.
Especially if this show does what I think it can do and become kind of like a cultural zeitgeisty type thing. You're going to see people hitting them up. You're going to see some of these people getting famous. And also because it's the first season, you're going to see them going on late night talk shows, I think more than you would regular Bachelor players and stuff. It's going to be interesting to watch what happens.
It's much more newsworthy.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Yeah. Let's move on to all those tids.
This is
Tids.
Bachelor Nation News.
Up first in Bachelor Nation News, we've already covered the cast reveal for the inaugural season of The Golden Bachelor, but that's not the only cast reveal we got this week. We also got to see which players made the first round of sand on the upcoming ninth season of Bachelor in Paradise. We're just going to go through them here for you, along with their Instagram counts coming in. And there's some shocking numbers on here, I felt like. Or I don't know, maybe this is like, it's kind of part and parcel for Paradise. You see a big disparity, but from Zach Shawcross's Bachelor season 27, in ascending Instagram order, we have Olivia Lewis, 4,077 followers. Faceplate standout Kat Wong, 9,003 followers. Mercedes Northup, 17.7K. Kylie Russell, 22.8K. Greer Blitzer, 29.5K. Kat Izzo, 39.9K. Brooklyn Willie has 40K. And Jess Girod is at 88.4K. Those are all the players, again, coming from Zach Shawcross's Bachelor Season 27.
From the recently concluded Bachelor Season 20, we have Aaron Schwartzman, 6.1K. Sean McLaughlin, Ken, 7.3K. Aaron Bryant, 12.7K. Peter Capio, a.k.a. FP, a.k.a. PP 2.0, 18.1K. And Braden Bowers, 24K.
You've got one player from Bachelorette Season 18. That is Will Urena. If you remember, he was, I think, the guy who had his jacket.
His jacket won a
Top Gun jacket. Yeah, and somebody threw it into the pool. He's coming in with 25.5K. And then from Bachelor Season 26, you've got Sam Jeffries coming in with 6.9K. And somebody also from Bachelor Season 26 and BIP Season 8, Eliza Isachi, has 40K. And not only Bachelor Season 26, but co-crown on Bachelor Season 19 and the highest female Instagram player in this first sand round is Rachel Recchia, coming in with 529K.
And one player from Bachelorette Season 16 and 17, the highest male Instagram player in the first sand round, ring winner Blake Moynes, 426K. Is he just going to clean up on sand?
I don't know.
Remember when you thought he was going to be the Bachelor? What happened to your confidence?
Oh, I don't think he's going to be the Bachelor. I don't know. Maybe he could ride this to ring. Like, look, this guy has gotten more out of this game, and I saw that twinkle in the eye. That's what made me think he was going to be a crown. I'm like, this dude knows how to play this fucking game. This dude knows how to get shit out of the game, shall we say. And here he is, appearing multiple fucking years after he was in the main game. Season 16, he was in the first fucking bubble season. Now he's on Paradise Season 9? Like, what?
I'll never forget when he was reading that book about Alzheimer's or something.
Yeah,
strong. In preparation for Claire.
I'll never forget when he got a boner on the Crystal Magician date and they had to black box out his dick. I'll never forget that he made a painting of semen. I'll never forget that he made a sculpture of a penis. I'll never forget a lot of things about Blake Moynes.
I'll never forget that he put a hooju in his Instagram post on the finale day.
But I mean, he pulled a Vial. Let's be real. This man fucking showed up in Bachelorette Season 16, dated all the way to the fucking end of it, or almost to the end. He got kicked off, obviously, in late in season. Then he came into fucking Katie Thurston season and won a fucking ring. Now he's on Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, Vial never won a ring.
No, but he did have the crown, which I think is a better prize. At any rate, we'll see what happens to Moynes. But in addition to these players, ABC has also announced appearances by former crowns Katie Thurston, Hannah Brown, and Charity Lawson. We know Hannah Brown is in a relationship, which we're going to be talking about in our next story. Charity is obviously engaged to Dalton, and Katie Thurston was on her way to shoot F-Boy Island. So it's highly unlikely that any of them were there to play the game. It's more likely they're on sand host dates, Council of Crowns.
No, I feel like it's an insult to our intelligence. Do not insult my intelligence.
The promotion of Golden Bachelor insults no one's intelligence, including the players. Paradise, you're still doing it. You're still pretending like we are idiots watching this, like, oh my God, Hannah Brown's there. She's about to date everybody. I can't wait to see Hannah Brown date Braden Bowers. That's not happening. We fucking know it's not happening. Don't pretend like it is. It's so... That fucking shit infuriates me in the marketing. Treat us like we are fucking smart enough to know what's going on, because we know what's going on. And when you do that shit, it makes us check out. We're like, oh, this is fucking stupid. It seems like a gimmick.
It's going to be worse than the promotion, always.
Always.
More players will be announced as they touch sand in the progression of the season, which premieres immediately after Golden Bachelor on September 28th, Bachelor Thursdays.
Yeah.
It's worth noting that all of these players' Instagram accounts were tagged in the official Instagram announcement, something that has been a long time coming and we have been calling for on the show for a long time.
It's literally like, welcome to fucking 2015. You know, they're a little late on this. I'm glad that they're doing it. Like, you know, it is a good move, but like, Jesus Christ, it took a minute.
Yeah.
But good luck to all the players looking to get their numbers up on sand this season. We will be watching. We will be recapping and covering those episodes, and our recaps will be out Friday. Again, we've mentioned this a couple times, but it's worth noting again, we are switching our days. So Tuesdays will be Twibbon after September 28th. And starting on September 29th, every Friday will be our recap of Paradise. Speaking of Hannah Brown, the Beast, Alabama Hannah, is engaged. I don't know why I said it like that. Seemed necessary after calling her the Beast.
You were like a beast.
Yeah. The season 15 crown said yes to longtime boyfriend Adam Woolard, a civilian, on August 24th at Bolt Farm Treehouse in Whitewell, Tennessee. Brown originally thought she and Willard were going to the farm to support the property's owners, Seth and Tori Bolt, who they're friends with. Little did she know her family would be there on the property to surprise her for the special moment.
Huh. I wonder why she's going to break up her engagement and go on Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, she found out Blake Moyes was going to be there.
Brown told People, I feel like I have been so busy with putting down roots in our new city, Nashville, and starting my new podcast, I hadn't really thought about it much. So if he did slip as he was planning, I did not catch on. We had talked about getting engaged, but I felt so content and safe in our relationship, I wasn't rushing it.
The all-time Instagram champion started dating Willard, civilian, in 2021 after meeting on a dating app. Since then, they've adopted a dog together and embarked on a cross-country move from Santa Monica to Nashville, being traded from the LA Icons to the Nashville Sliders. A dagger to my heart, personally.
Me too. Willard proposed with a 3-stone ring from Ring Concierge, not a Neil Lane sparkler, all caps. Willard says he and Brown looked at rings in Tuscaloosa to get a feel for shape and style in November of last year.
I had to write in all caps. I was just shocked. It's like the least you could do is pay her the respect of getting her a fucking Neil Lane, dude. Come on. Anyway, congrats.
Who's the dude you're talking to?
Willard, the fucking civilian.
Willard?
Yes.
He's a civilian. He doesn't even know what a sparkler is.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even know who fucking Neil Lane is, man.
Ugh,
up
God,
next
civilians.
In Bachelor Nation news, there's at least one former player who is less than happy at the new BIP Season 9 trailer that came out this week. Superstar, colorful narrator, birthday cake thief, same-sex relationship strategist, and LA icon Demi Burnett took to the platform formerly known as Twitter to voice her concern over a shot in the trailer that features her. Burnett is not in season 9 of BIP and was not even in season 8.
Unfortunately, the shot in question features Burnett on a jet ski date that took place in BIP season 7. Burnett posted a screen grab of the shot with the caption, "And do I get residuals? No."
Burnett, of course, made her rookie debut back in 2019 on Colton Underwood's season 23 before two tours on sand, one of which featured her as the star of the season as she pursued a relationship with Kristen Haggerty, a civilian who she convinced producers to bring into the game. Now, I see what Demi's doing here. Everybody's striking. I'm striking. I'm double striking. I'm SAG and WGA. Strike twice. Fuck them. But in all contracts in media, you do sign a clause that says you can use whatever I'm making for you, whether it's turning in a performance on screen or writing or whatever. You can use any of that shit in promotion for the media. That's what's happening here. She does not deserve residuals for this. No one does. But where it starts to get into gray area is when they're like, we're going to cut together this, you know, best of package and put out a whole fucking season of it and not pay you for the footage that we're going to use in that. Because they will contractually say that is promotion, even though it's not. It's a full piece of media. But here, it is just promotion. Why they chose to include this clip, though, the shot in the promotion for it, I have no fucking idea.
Now I'm like, do I need to go back through it and see who else is in there?
This is what I'm talking about. That's why I think there's two different marketing teams working on Golden Bachelor and Paradise. Paradise is still sloppy as fuck. Their promotion of it is not good. It's not as good as Golden. So I can't imagine it's the same people. I simply can't.
I can imagine that it's the same as last year, which had the banging flamingo toys, and it said down to flock.
Yeah.
And then no one flocked.
I will tell you this. I don't think the same people who are producing Golden are the same people who produce Paradise. And one thing that's going to happen with this Bachelor Thursday nights is you're going to see stark fucking immediate contrast. Like, you're going to have to compare the two. Golden Bachelor, to me, feels like it's going to
be doing better.
Yeah, it's going to be like on a higher level. And then you're going to come to Bachelor where they're doing like turtles coming out of fucking shells and they're talking about not taking shits for a week. I think you're going to lose a lot of the Golden Bachelor audience, and it's going to be a big drop off in ratings when you get to Paradise. And it's like, it shouldn't be that way. You should be able to maintain that audience, at least a large percentage of it. But because I think tonally it's going to be so fucking different, I just think you're going to
see a huge drop. Gap is so big between Paradise and Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I do think you're right that a lot of people are going to tune into Golden to see what it is.
Yeah.
Up next in Bachelor Nation news, Bachelorette season 11 week one player Josh Sider says he's alive and well, less than a day after his death was announced on his official Instagram Monday. On Tuesday, Sider shared a correction video declaring his living status, along with a claim that his social media was hacked. "Hey guys, as you can see, I am alive and well. My account was hacked," he said on Tuesday. "For the last 24 hours, I've been desperately trying to get into it. Somebody was playing a cruel joke and mocking my mental illness and the struggles I've gone through with depression and suicide attempts. I'm sorry for all the pain they caused when they made that post. I just got back into my account. I'm going to do all I can with my team to identify who is behind this, but I apologize for the confusion and will update you with more facts as they come in. Thank you, guys."
Sider has been working as a model and adult film actor. He came out as bisexual earlier this year and, according to Out Magazine, was previously engaged to an exotic male dancer. Sider currently has an impressive 460K on Instagram. Congrats to Sider on clearing up the confusion about his state of animation. And finally,
where do you get those gains?
I can only assume from his adult film career and modeling, as they say. Finally, in Bachelor Nation news, villain BIP superstar Lace Morris is expecting her first baby with civilian Ryan John Nelson. Congrats to the happy couple on the next step of their lives together.
And big birthday wishes go out to Gore Girl Chelsea Vaughn and Bachelorette Season 20 ring winner Dotun Olubeko, who both turned 31 this week. Happy birthday. And now for the portion of our program where we discuss all the goings-ons on our computers, on our social medias, on Facebook, on Threads. This is
the Parasocial play of the week.
Our next crown, Joey Graziadei, talked tennis facts into a tiny microphone for ESPN's Instagram in a reel. In it, he names the men's tennis open winner, but fails to name the female winner. 813K views.
Goldini ringy winner Catherine Lowe made an Instagram reel showcasing what she ordered, featuring Goldini's shirtless bachelor intros as he lifts weights while being very Vask and Musk versus what she actually got. A video of Goldini today swimming in what appears to be a children's goggles as he attempts to swim one length of the pool and back. The caption reads, "Always read the reviews. The reel has 43.5K likes and 594K views."
I liked this one. Ashley Iaconetti filmed a TikTok lip syncing with the Jonas Brothers. In it, she says, "Also," one of them says, "Yeah," and she says, "I don't know." The caption reads, "When you're talking to your fellow parents and you realize it's your celebrity crush." It's very simple, but the TikTok got 55.2K views and the reel got 36K likes and 1 million views.
Power the Jonas. JoJo Siwa dedicated an Instagram post to Nick Viall and Tyler Cameron, her Special Forces chosen family. The caption reads, "The band is back together, smiling sunglasses face emoji. If someone told me a year ago that these two boys would become such a massive part of my life, I would have never believed you. Special Forces brought us together just a few months ago, and man, am I grateful," heart emoji. for these two and for the rest of the chosen family gained from forces. A bond that will last for life. Prayer hands emoji, strong arm emoji, American flag emoji, British flag emoji, heart emoji. Swipe to see some of the pictures I can share of us from forces. Much more to come. 45K likes on this forces post from JoJo Siwa.
It was cute. They went to a concert together. There's clips of that.
Yep.
I mean, what a trio. Jessica Garrod posted a TikTok of herself lip syncing under the caption, "Going on another TV show after complaining how much anxiety the first round gave me," to the audio, "My biggest takeaway from this experience, I'm going to do it again." The TikTok has 10.1K likes and 112.9K views.
Former Crown and hopefully First Sand, Rachel Recchia. I listened to that song again, by the way, this weekend. It's pretty good. Might have to reprise that for the first night of Paradise.
Bring it back for BIP.
Exactly. Rachel Recchia made a simple, hilarious tear play post this week. In it, she posts three still images of herself crying, one from each Bachelor franchise show she's been a part of. She captioned it, "Completing the Holy Trinity of Tears, Rose Emoji, ... Tune in to at Bachelor in Paradise Thursday, September 28th. 61K likes. Fucking Holy Trinity of Tears. Hilarious.
I love.
Absolutely hilarious.
Can't wait to see the more parasocial content from her to come as she's the star of Sand.
Yeah.
However, there can only be one winner. These were all strong plays. However, our parasocial play of the week goes to Golden Bachelor's Vogue style player reveal. The one image post caption reads, "Redefining cover girls. Hashtag the Golden Bachelor. Each woman is adorned in a gorgeous black gown or outfit with gold or silver jewelry, and they pose on these draped beige seats. As we said above, it could be an Oscars round table cover. Exquisite."
Yeah.
We had to give it the award.
It just simply is, in my opinion, the best Bachelor franchise player reveal that we've ever seen. Bar none. I think it blows all of them out of the water. I was floored by it.
What about that one TikTok Jesse did that didn't work?
Yeah, that one was great. I just didn't think, honestly, that, like, and I know we're Opto 22 or Kosh Opto 2023, right? I know we're there. I know that's what we're doing now. I get it. And I think it's been helpful, you know, whether we're manifesting it or having some direct effect, I don't know. But charity season was really fucking good. However, this is a different fucking level of this. It's just, it feels like no detail has been left to chance here. Nothing is being skimped on. It feels like it's being treated with the prestige that we know that the fucking main game deserves. And to see it come out like this, I don't know. It's got me feeling so fucking hopeful for where this franchise is headed in the next year. I'm really like, I'm not only anticipating Golden Bachelor, I think BIP is going to be good. I mean, let's be real, probably because of Braden. But I also am like very anticipatory of Bachelor 28. I think we're building a groundswell, a tidal wave of good intentions for the franchise from the people who are making it. And I just think that we're going to ride this into 2024 and see really in Bachelor season 28, something that we haven't seen in a long fucking time. I think it's going to be very good.
Surf's up, dude.
Surf's up, dude. Indeed. We can't forget about our parasocial creatures, of course. We had some good plays this year. This week. Also had some good plays this year. But this week, we saw Golden Bachelor Gary Turner with his dog on the official Golden Bachelor Instagram account. Very cute. We saw the Stanton family with their dog. Very cute. Unfortunately, not cute enough in either case, because this week, Caitlin Bristow and her pup, Pino, went joyriding to get puppuccinos in a four-slide post that raked in 128K likes, 587 comments, including from B-Koof and Big Body, Emma and Claire, Chriselle Stouse, and even the official Us Weekly account. Simply astounding. Go check out these pictures if you haven't seen them yet. And congrats to Caitlin and Pino for winning the Parasocial Creature of the Week. Probably, what is this, the 100th time they've won?
God, it's beautiful. Yeah, they've won a lot. The other creatures need to step up. That's all. Where's
it's
Percy?
It's the creature's fault. Come on, Percy. Fucking get your goddamn phone out and start taking some better pictures of yourself.
Percy, get back in here. See, I know you're getting puppuccinos. You're just not agreeing to allow them to be photographed. The paparazzi isn't there.
Oh, you nice. Like that? I did. That was a good one. Well, that wraps up all of our parasocial plays, creatures or human. And now it's time for Pacecase and I to jump high from the lip of the pit into its dark depths, from which we will issue forth our blood-curdling screams about how our fandom of this franchise has dramatically, irrevocably altered our lives and perhaps even the very fabric of our DNA. This is...
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Screams from the pit!
Speaking of Olukoya, my scream is Young Country themed. Michelle Young. That's Minnesota. Here I am at Gore Heartland, reporting live, and I went to something that I am sure all Minnesota players have done yesterday. I went to the Minnesota State Fair. I've never been to a state fair before. There were certain things that I wanted to see. Most of them were like a food list of things I wanted to eat. It's mostly a food fair. However, there are some other events at this. One of them.
You're like, I went to the state fair. For me, it's a restaurant. I don't know what other people go there for, but.
There's rides. You don't understand. There's a lumberjack performance. Sure. Yeah. I saw some newly born piglets. However, in one of the buildings, there is butter carving. There's.
Holy shit. Okay.
There's Miss K, Princess K of the Milky Way, which is, it's basically a pageant. Mm-hmm. And it's women who are associated with the dairy industry.
Okay.
Like they grew up on farms or whatever, and they compete to be Miss K. And the top 10 winners get their heads carved into butter. A giant blocks of butter, and the heads are very...
What do they do with these blocks of butter once the heads are carved? Do they freeze them and put them in a museum or something, or do you then put them on your corn on the cob?
Well, they're very intricate. They carve them in the spinning wheel where you see the guy carving it and the girl's sitting there in gloves posing for it. Their butter carvings at the Minnesota Fair are all carved butter, no framework like some other... fairs.
Framework, what's that?
And like other state fairs do butter carving, but there's some sort of like metal structure underneath.
I see.
So you're not, it's not all butter.
I got it.
These are all butter. And nice. The scraps go to, I don't know, the ladies get to keep the butter sculpture, and I think they bring it back to their farms. And
how do you fucking transport it without it melting?
Refrigerated truck?
Fucking, yeah, come in an ice cream truck.
The room, I met Princess K and took a photo with her.
Yeah.
And she told me all of this information, including that it's 40 degrees in the little room where they're sitting.
Yeah.
To keep it, you know, whatever, fresh. Anyway, this is not the, this is,
this is all set up to the screen.
This is set up to the screen. I loved this. This was one of my favorite things that I saw.
Yeah.
And I was like, this would be a great group idea. And so I immediately was like, I had to see if it had been done. I was like, this is such a good idea. I feel like they have done it. And I Googled it. And guess what? It hasn't been in the document, but in Michelle Young season on a group date, some of the guys make butter, and then they did do butter sculpture, but it was cut from the document, and there's pictures on ABC's website.
What?
So it never actually made it in. I know.
Jesus, fuck. Literally, but that was, look, let's just call that the dark era. Let's call it the evil era. I don't know what we want to call that era, but they fucked up bad in that era, in all those seasons. Yeah. Massive fuck ups. So I'm cutting them slack now.
I don't want to call it the dark era until I know we're for sure out of it to be 2BH.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Kosh Opto.
Not a blip. But anyway, I went down this rabbit hole. They have not put it in the document. I think they absolutely should.
Absolutely.
And I know that Gary was here. So maybe they went to the fair. It's 2 weeks long. I'm going again this week.
They should do a group date where the premise of the date is Gary has to do a butter sculpture of 14 women on the group date. It's like a fucking 3-day group date. He's like, I still have 8 more butter sculptures to get through.
I can't feel my hands.
Yeah. Can I go to sleep? No, keep sculpting.
Let me eat something other than my scraps.
He's just living off butter.
I gotta be able to play pickleball again.
Oh my God. No, it's a great scream. I've definitely gone down paths like that where you see something in real life and then you're like, did this happen in The Bachelor?
Mm-hmm.
No, great. My scream this week involves an argument.
It happened as much as our book was in The Bachelor.
Oh, too soon. I know a friend of mine. I know a friend of mine. That's how I'm starting this story. A friend of mine and I, this friend's name is Will. We do a podcast together called Dudesy. We got into a conversation talking about, essentially, theoretically, he's a big pro wrestling fan. And so we were kind of theoretically talking about Stone Cold Steve Austin was The Bachelor, what would that be like? And Will was kind of like, oh, he'd be the star of the show because he'd do this, all these pro wrestling things. And I was like, excuse me? Stone Cold Steve Austin would get eaten alive by a field of professional players. He wouldn't know fucking up from down. And we started getting into this bizarre argument.
There's no way he would do research before his season.
Yeah, all of that. I was like, he wouldn't even know what "for the right reasons" fucking means, dude. They'd fucking chew him up and spit him out. And it got into this very heated debate that essentially boiled down to like, what is a more intricate game, pro wrestling or Bachelor, between me and my friend? That, by the way, that's never happening. It was this bizarre fucking theoretical scenario, but my love.
A Stone Cold happily married man?
I think he is married, yeah. But also, like, they would never have somebody of that tier, I think, would never be The Bachelor. Somebody who's that famous. Like, the closest we're going to get is a Caleb Bulgard guy who's on WWE NXT even like a big star. That's like league.
The Stone Cold we deserve.
Exactly. At any rate, the scream is I felt such a fucking allegiance and like need to defend The Bachelor in the face of this bizarre theoretical argument between just me and him. Nobody's around listening to this. It's just me and him digging our fucking heels into the fandoms of the things we both love and being like, fuck you. Fucking Stone Cold wouldn't last a second in The Bachelor.
Bachelor is better than wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically that. And after like 5 minutes of it, I just kind of was like, what are we doing, dude? What are we talking about? This is crazy. I had to like pull us out of this fucking heated debate.
Oh my God.
Realizing, you know, that I was being absurd.
I'm glad you were able to bury the hatchet.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that I was still able to kind of have a third person perspective of this to see how fucking ridiculous it was. Because I've definitely been in arguments where I can't gain that third person perspective, where I'm fucking in it to win it.
Oh yeah.
Period.
I know.
So maybe my scream was, this is actually a lesser scream. It's like, I'm healing. I'm learning. Okay. So
good job, Clues.
Thank you very much. But that's my scream. And now let's move on. We have one more scream here to listen to and analyze. This is a scream sent to us from someone in the pit. If you want to send us a scream from the pit, all you have to do is join us in the pit by going to patreon.com/gameofroses. You join us on the bottom of the pit. You get access to our Discord among a wide variety of other things, back catalogs, all the digging deepers, Clues Corners, Pace Case Palapa, et cetera, ad-free episodes of every podcast, live shows. And you will have the access to that Discord where you can fire off a scream of your own. It must be a 1 minute or under audio clip. You upload it into the Screams channel. Dark Seeker goes through them all, pulls together the best ones. And here today we have one from someone named Ethan Pies. We're going to listen to it now. It comes with a photo as well, which we will discuss after we listen to it. Here we go.
Hey, Fit. This week had an homage to pilot Peter Weber's hangar, and I think it's a sign for me to finally share my scream. I was fortunate enough this year to attend the sanction signing at the Grove 2 days before I left on a pilgrimage of my Christian faith to what is known as the Holy Land, also known as Israel. I packed and I questioned whether or not I should bring my copy of How to Win the Bachelor that was freshly signed by my parasocial besties. I decided it would be a better idea to unplug from life in the States and just search for spirituality, renewal, and cleansing. The trip was truly meaningful. And then 7 days into the trip, the dark pit energies had something to say. I'm sitting on the bus and our tour guide says, I don't know if any of you watch The Bachelor, but Pilot Pete was just swimming in the Dead Sea with us. I stood up and I said, Popeye? Pilot Popeye Peter Weber? In a fraction of a second, I had to decide if I would jump off the bus and go find Popeye. And as we drove away, I truly believe this will be one of my life's greatest regrets. It did provide me an extensive conversation on the bus with anyone who would listen to what an extraordinary player of the game he was. First, I had to explain that he was not from Israel. And then my tour guide managed to get a picture of him, so I immediately had her send it to me. It is now in my scrapbook from the trip, and when I tell stories from this trip, I always start with, well, I missed the chance to meet the Bachelor, Pilot Pete. And as I was going to submit this, I noticed it's Popeye's birthday. So happy birthday, Pilot Pete. It's kind of comforting to see that there's no lengths that God's love won't reach for me, just like the dark energies of the pit. Praise be, DLP.
Very fantastic scream. Here we're looking at the picture of Popeye and Dustin Kendrick, his right-hand man.
Can't confirm.
Always there.
It is him.
I will say this. I know that here, what is being presented in this scream is God's glorious Christian energy manifesting Popeye, manifesting Dustin, a.k.a. Dusty, a.k.a. D-Man 43.
D-Man
43. I think it was the dark energies of the pit. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay. I don't think this had anything to do with God or Jesus Christ. I think it was us. I think it was the pit. I think it was the dark energy.
We're God.
Manifesting. No, I'm not saying we're God, but I'm saying that the pit provides. The pit's dark energies can do strange magics that I think in this instance even outshined the Christian Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Land itself. That's how powerful the dark magic of the pit is. Yes. I mean, it is pretty crazy to think that, like, you're taking a trip to Israel and there's fucking Pilot Pete is there?
Right.
It's so weird. And is it, you know, there's, I have moments like this too where you'll see a Bachelor player walking around and I'll just chalk it up to, like, I live in LA. A lot of them live here. If you see somebody walking down the street or something, it's not a big deal. But shit like this, like, that means Pilot Pete was on a trip there as well. And he's not like some minor player. He's one of the most important crowns in recent history. And he's there with D-Man.
I mean, to be fair, he is a pilot. He's That's been true. All over the world. He's one of the bachelors I would expect most wherever I went. This is beautiful. And I think that now that you have this story and now your parasocial besties can talk about this story, I think that's an even bigger treasure than having met him in real life.
Oh, wow.
And gotten him to sign your book.
Yeah. Don't be discouraged, by the way, by the fact that you didn't actually meet him. That time may still come. The pit's dark energies work in even more mysterious ways than Jesus Christ, in my opinion.
You just have to strap the book to your chest like it's a passport and you never let it go.
Okay. Sure. I don't know if you take Pace Case's advice on this one or not, but I'm just saying, keep in mind that you can still run into Pilot Pete or anyone else from the nation. If your dark aura is strong enough, you will attract them. This is how it works. But thank you very much, Ethan Pies, for this great scream and the photo. We can't thank you enough. We hope you enjoyed your trip, the rest of it. And thank you, everyone else, for joining us for this week in Bachelor Nation. We hope you have a great weekend. And like we said up top, we are going to be out with a brand new Digging Deeper on Monday, which is going to include a lot of great stuff, but specifically, it's going to have, I believe, the clip of Charity on Hannah Brown's podcast using our phrase tear play. I think that's going to be in it. So we'll get to hear that and analyze it. But once again, thanks for joining
that
us.
That will be our only new episode next week, though. No Correct. Twibbon, no Tuesday episode, and no live show.
That's right. We're taking a much-needed break.
Pitt's got a rest.
To decompress, and I'll be watching multiple episodes of The Bachelorette, which will also be available on our Patreon. Monday is going to be episode 2 of Bachelorette Season 1 in Clues Corner, so check that out as well. But thanks again, everybody, for joining us. And before we go, as always, what is that dwob at?
It's been 7,830 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then